الامر الى الله ان الله وسيل من عباد. استغفر الله استغفر الله وعسى الله التوبه. لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله الذي لا اله الا هو عالم الغيب والشهاده هو الرحمن الرحيم. والله الذي لا اله الا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحامن العبيد الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الاسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والارض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين على قاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال لكن في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا انه لا يحب المسرفين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
Friday the best of the day of worship, the day of dua, the day of believers, the day of unity, the day of congregation and the day of Imam Al-Zaman Ajallahu Ta'ala Kharaj
al-Sharif.
May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala hasten the arrival of our Imam. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala shower his bounties and mercies upon all of you. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala help the oppressors. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give quick to all those who are suffering different problems and different diseases. Coming towards the topic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created us and also who provided a lot of resources according to the need of mankind on the earth. But at the same time, when we can use anything that is halal, we can eat, we can drink, we can use. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us not to waste. All those who are extravagant, those who are wasting the things, wasting life, wasting time, they will not be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. Allah does not like those people who waste the things, waste the time, waste the resources. So whenever we are wasting most of the time, we are using excessively something, more than the requirement, more than the need. So this going towards the extremes, our excessive use of something that is not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as a whole, we cannot carry on the excessive use of different things. The best thing is the middle path. So today we are going to discuss a word, a term that is called abuse. So one of the meaning of abuse is misuse. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us eyes and ears and tongue and hands. And He also told us what are the uses of eyes and ears and tongue and hands. And He told us where we cannot use our eyes and where we cannot use our tongue, where we cannot use our ears and hands. So anywhere, whenever there is sin, there is gunah, there is haram, there is illegal thing, So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, because these has been granted, these organs have been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He did not give us permission to use our eyes and ears and tongue and hands and thoughts for haram things, for sins. So if we are using without the permission of Allah any of our organs, so that is misuse. So likewise, different edible things, our drinks, our different resources, our wealth, our time, our personality, our approach, if we are using where that is not allowed, so that is misuse. So this misuse is also called abuse. The other meaning of abuse is excessive use of something. So when we are using something excessively, that is wastage. Maybe wastage of time, wastage of energy, wastage of skills, wastage of resources or food or drinks. So as a Muslim, we should try to avoid from the excessive use of anything. The other meaning of abuse is treating someone with cruelty or violence or damaging something. So that is also the meaning of abuse. So in Islam, Allah says, Allah does not like those people who are zalimeen, who are oppressive, who are tyrant. So actually, tyrant people are cruel people, they are violent people, and zalimeen, they are damaging. Damaging different resources are damaging the dignity of the people. So anything that is damaging, whether the materialistic things are being damaged or something that is not materialistic, like dignity of a believer, respect or personality or iman or the famousness of a believer, that is not a materialistic thing. But anyone who is going to insult someone or damaging or is violent or tyrant towards any person, towards even towards plants or towards the animals, so that is called abuse and that is not allowed in Islam. The other meaning is speaking with offensive way. So sometime we are just talking, but our talks, our words are insulting someone, or we are offending. And maybe a lot of time we are not offending physically to someone. Most of the time we are offending the believers and the mankind through our words. The Holy Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Al Muslimu man salam al Muslimuna min yadihi wa lisani." So anyone who is calling himself Muslim, then he is not allowed to harm, to insult any other Muslim through his tongue, through his words, or through his hand. So whenever we are abusing any of a person, so either that is through the hand, through the force, or that is through the words. So both things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commanded us, he prohibited us not to use our words and not to use our hands to do dhulm, to be violent for anyone, and that is abuse. And sometimes is the meaning of abuse is improper use of something. So when we are using not properly, like funds, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us funds, our money, our wealth, wherever that is not needed, we are using, or we are spending the wealth or funds in the crimes, or buying weapons, or maybe buying sins through the funds, or sometimes drugs. For example, according to the law of the land, until and unless a doctor is not prescribing any medicine, a person is not allowed to use himself. So if doctor is saying use a tablet 3 times a day, and if any person is using 6 times a day, so that is improper use. Or some of the drugs like heroin or herb or other things which are illegal, which are harmful for the health. People are getting addicted, they are wasting their life, they are wasting their iman, and they are wasting their wealth and the social life. So through the drugs, so that is the improper use of the drugs. So all these are the meaning of abuse. So there are some other indicators. We just for information, we need to know what are different indicators of different kinds of abuse. We are living in this country, so most of the abuses have been covered in the law. So first of all, as a Muslim, we should not abuse anything. Secondly, we are having family members, we are having children, maybe our children are being abused. So if we know as information, so then we can know if someone has been abused, or as a community member, or maybe as a minority, if we know what are abuses, and these abuses have been covered through the law, so we should be able to know, and then sometimes we can fight for our rights. Or sometimes if there is someone oppressor, someone has been abused, so as a Muslim, we can stop that abuse, we can stop that tyranny, we can help a mazloom, an oppressor. So possible indicator of physical abuse. If a person has been abused physically, what are the indicators how we can judge? Until and unless we will not observe something, and then we will not research or analyze, then maybe we will be unable to help someone. So the possible indicators of physical abuse, number one, that is the multiple bruising. If you are observing different bruises on the body of a person, so you can think maybe that person has been abused, or the person has fractures or many burns. So burns can be accidentally or burns can be intentionally. But when someone has the burn, so we can think that is this person has been abused. Or the bed sores, or sometimes a person has fear or depression, or unexplained weight loss. So these are different indicators a person may be physically abused. So but if we are observing any of these, maybe in our children, in our school going children who are sometimes depressed or who are unable to explain, so through these indicators we can know if a person has been abused physically. The other, that one is the possible indicators of neglect. So this is social behavior, especially in our families as well, when especially the children are being neglected, or sometimes as a community member, someone is being neglected. So what are the indicators of being neglected? One of that is malnutrition. So when a person is being neglected, maybe he or she is not eating properly, and when not eating properly due to malnutrition, will suffer from different diseases. The other one is untreated medical problems. If a person is having problems, but there is no one who should care of that person or take him to the hospital or to the doctor, so especially the old people or those people who are living alone, so they are untreated, having untreated medical problems, and due to being neglected, so there is no one who should take care of the people who are around them, and their duty and responsibility was to take care of them, but they are not doing their duty properly. Sometimes it is also in the patients, especially the old people, old patients, no one is there to change their position while they are on the bed, especially those people who are disabled, or they are paralyzed and they cannot move, so they develop the bed sores. So maybe some nurses or people who are carer, so they are neglecting the patient. Sometimes people are confused, or sometimes people are being given the overdose of the medicine, and usually the patients are sometimes depressed people, they are agitative or aggressive, and if the people who are carer or someone who is giving more medicine as compared to the prescribed dose, so then most of the time patient is sleeping. So this over sedation of a patient or a person, that is one of the indicators. Or deprivation of meals may constitute willful neglect. So someone is carer, responsible to give food, but not giving the meals. Maybe saving money, maybe lazy, not cooking, not buying. In this way, someone who is carer is not giving food to the sick person or disabled person, and in this way they are deprived of the meal. So these are different indicators for those people who are being abused due to neglect. The other indicators are emotional abuse. So maybe everyone of us, we are being faced by emotional abuse, or sometimes maybe we are abusing someone through the emotions. So those people who are being abused emotionally, whatever they can develop in themselves, number one, they have fear. They are not confident to express their words or their feelings. So they are having fear. The second thing, they will develop depression. Or most of the time they are confused. Or they are having not having proper sleep or loss of sleep in these people who are being abused emotionally. Or sometimes unexpected or unexplained change in behavior, or sometimes deprivation of liberty. It could be false imprisonment or aggressive shouting. So these are different things when people are abused emotionally. And sometimes sexually abused, the possible indicator of those people who are being sexually abused, one of them is they are having loss of sleep. They cannot sleep properly. Sometimes unexpected or unexplained change in their behavior. So if the behavior of a person is being changed without any reason, so other people who are living around, they can guess or observe. The other thing is the bruising on the body, as soreness around the genitals, torn or stained or bloody underwear, a preoccupation with anything that is sexual, or sometimes they develop sexually transmitted diseases, or a pregnancy is observed, or the rape. So these are different things when people are being sexually abused. So as a Muslim, as a follower of Islam, we are not allowed to have illegal sexual relation with anyone. One time adultery, that will remove the worship of 70 years. So, but living in the society, maybe our children especially, they are being abused sexually. So as parents, as community members, this is our responsibility, not to abuse anyone sexually. And also we should take care of our children and family members. They should not be abused by anybody else. The possible indicator of financial abuse. So sometimes people are abused financially. So how we can guess or we can observe? One of the indicators is unexplained withdrawals from the bank. The unusual activity in bank accounts, or unpaid bills, or unexplained shortage of money, or reluctance on the part of the person with responsibility for the funds to provide basic food and clothes, or fraud or theft. So especially those people who are responsible to run the life of their family member, their children. And if a person is reluctant to buy their food or anything that is necessary for their life or not paying the bill, so this is one of the indicator maybe financially that person has been abused or he has wasted, or he has wasted his money somewhere, or he is unable. So these are some indicators. Last but not the least, the possible indicators of institutional abuse. Sometimes some organizations where the people are working, where people are maybe paid or volunteer work, sometimes some institutions or the people who are working in the institution, they are abusing the people who are working in their institution. Number one indicator, that is inflexible and non-negotiable systems and routines. People are working, so as a human being, maybe some people, they can develop some disease, some problems, some family problems, or they need some holidays. So there are different reasons. So a boss or a manager or executive body, so they need to be flexible. They need to realize or understand the feeling and emotions and the problems and difficulties of their staff or those people who are working with them voluntarily. Lack of consideration of dietary requirements. So, for example, there is a school. School is responsible to provide food, or sometime in the office they are providing food, or the hospital they are providing food to the patient. So as an institution, they have the responsibility to provide food, but they are not providing healthy food, or they are providing less food, or they are providing more fatty food that is cheaper. So there are different things. As an institution, sometime lack of consideration of dietary requirement, they are not fulfilling. So they are maybe the top level people, they are thinking for their profit, or they are thinking just to stop their expenses or make less their expenses, and they are not thinking about the life and the health of the people who are working with them or who are on their in their custody. The next one is the name calling or inappropriate ways of addressing people. People are working with you, so you are changing their names, or you are calling them with not with respect. So even Islam says in the Quran, Islam has said that you are not allowed to change the name of people. And usually, out of love or due to any reason, this is our culture. So the real name of our children, that is a good name. But we are giving them nicknames, and even, you know, if someone is grandfather or father, and their grandchildren are calling them with nicknames. Islam says the children are not allowed to call the real name of father and mother. Well, Islam does not allow even to call the real name of. So children should call with respect to their parents. But when grandfather and the father and the mother and every member, they are calling with nickname, or even they are changing the good name with bad names. And sometimes that is happening in the communities, in the institution, they are calling people with bad names or nicknames. And sometimes, you know, boss is calling with a name, so person cannot express his emotion, but he is feeling insult. So as a whole, when a worker is not happy with the boss, he will not properly, he will not work properly. So our organization, our charities, we are institutions. So our dealing with the people, calling the people with respect, with good names, and our behaviors, the way we are dealing with the people, that should be appropriate. And Islam, you know, one of the important pillar in the teaching of Islam, that is akhlaq, that is morality, that is etiquettes. And Akhlaq reflects how strong the iman of a person is. The person who is not good on his etiquettes, actually he is weak in his iman. This is strong iman which is forcing the person, when an elder or parents or teachers are coming, he should stand up automatically. When, how to deal with the people, how to talk with the people. Sometimes I am unable to work with person, but I can reject his invitation in a good way. Sometimes straight away we are exchanging the words, we are hurting the people. So as a community, as an institution, and wherever we are working, and especially those people on, those who are on high level of management, their responsibility is to show best of the morals, to show best of the etiquettes, so that we should be able to absorb the people. So people, when they are happy, they will work with more enthusiasm. You know, why Holy Prophet of Muhammad why he was successful? Even his enemies, they were calling him Amin and Sadiq. They were happy with his etiquettes. They were enemies due to his theology, due to his tawheed. But they was not against his personality and his morals. So our Prophet, he has taught us how you can win the hearts of people through your good morals, through your good akhlaq. So if we like, we should spread the message of Islam worldwide, especially in this part of the world. The only thing we can be successful, that is through akhlaq. With good attitude, with respect, with help of helping the people, we will be able to spread the message of Islam, the message of Quran, and we need to work on this front. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal as inna al-insana lafi khus illa alladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض بالجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مولود وخالق كل مخلوق وارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي
اللهم
عجل ظهور إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين واتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. والله متكيان حضرت علي علیہ السلام. بہترین نصیحت ہم سب کے لیے کہ لوگو اپنی زندگی سے اپنے وقت سے استفادہ کرو, اللہ کی رضا کے لیے اس وقت کو خرچ کرو, اور جب ہر کام اللہ کی خوشنودی اور رضا کے لیے ہوگا تو اسی کا نام تقویٰ ہے. اور یہ مہینہ جو آج شروع ہو رہا ہے شعبان المعظم, ٹوڈے از دا فرسٹ آف شعبان, اینڈ آور پروفیٹ حضرت محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, he said this is his month, and anyone who is a lover of Prophet must reflect his love towards his Prophet. And how Prophet said this is my month, and observe fast during this month. آپ نے فرمایا یہ میرا مہینہ ہے اور اس مہینے میں روزے رکھ کے مجھ سے اپنی محبت کا اظہار کرو. اور رسول اللہ سے محبت کا مطلب اللہ سے محبت ہے. The common ritual of this month, every day we should try to read 70 times Astaghfirullah wa as'aluhu at-tawbah. Wallah, I turn towards you and forgive me. Astaghfirullah wa as'aluhu at-tawbah. 70 times. The second thing that is highly recommended, that is sadaqah. The third thing that is highly recommended is reading salawat upon Muhammad wa ali Muhammad as much as is possible for a person, at least 100 times a day. But if you can do more, try to do more. The fourth action, that is reading 70 times every day, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّمُ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. And then the fifth action, that is recommended to read 1,000 times, and you will get reward of worship of 1,000 times throughout the month you will read, and 1,000 days reward worship you will get just reading this لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَا نَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّا مُخْلِصِينَ الْحُدِّينَ وَلَوْ كَرِحَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. So all these rituals have been written in Mafatih al-Jinan in the beginning of month of Sha'ban, and that is written in the common ritual. In the beginning, there are common rituals to do every day, and then in the second part, specified rituals to do on a specific day. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, anyone who will observe one fast during this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him paradise. And anyone who will give sadaqah, charity during this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from hellfire. You know, as a Muslim, hell and heaven both are important for us. We should never worship, never do any good thing just for hell and just for heaven. We should wish for heaven because the friends of Allah, the followers of Allah, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will live over there. So those people who are followers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will live in paradise. And those who are enemies of Allah are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will live in hell. So that's why we wish to go in heaven. But we should never do any worship just to go in heaven. Purpose, aim of life, aim of all ibadah should be to keep happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that should be the aim. But as a whole, we all want to go in paradise. None of us would like to go into hell. So that's why both things we can get in this month. We can achieve the paradise, we can stop or we can close the doors of hellfire upon us. So those who want to go in paradise, they should observe fast. And those who do not like to go in hellfire, they should give sadaqah and do more charity during this month. Another thing that is especially for today, this is hadith that has been said by Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there are two trees. One is Tuba, that is Shajra Tuba, and other is Shajra Zaqqum. Darakht Tuba ko Allah hukm deta hai ki uski shaakhe zameen walon par lambi ho jaye taaki انسان ان شاخوں کو پکڑ کر بہشت میں چلے جائیں اور شجرہ زقوم کو بھی حکم دیا جاتا ہے کہ وہ بھی پہلی شعبان کو اپنی شاخیں زمین والوں پر پھیلا دیں اور جو شجرہ زقوم کی شاخوں کو پکڑے گا وہ جہنم میں چلا جائے گا جو شجرہ توبہ کی شاخوں کو پکڑے گا وہ بہشت میں چلا جائے گا سو ٹو ٹریز شجرہ توبہ Anyone who will hold the branches of Shajra Tuba will go in paradise. And anyone who will hold the Zaqqum tree branches will go into the hellfire. And especially these branches are extended for the people of the land on 1st of Sha'ban. So I request all of you, please, be very, very careful today. Not to commit any sin and as much as is possible try to do good deeds today. Aaj ke din jitni nekiyan kar sakte hain, marizon ko milne ki, rishtedaron ko milne ki, charity karne ki, roza rakhne ki, astaghfar karne ki, toba karne ki, any kind of good deed you can do today, try to do. And please, please, be very, very careful not to do any single sin today. Otherwise, anyone who will commit sin today, straight away is hanging with Shajra Zaqqum and his or her destination will be in hellfire. Inshallah, we will try our best to hold the branches of Shajra Tuba today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us special place next to Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad in the paradise. And 3rd of Sha'ban is the birthday of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And who was Imam Hussain alayhi salam? Anyone who would like to go in paradise, the owner, the master of paradise is Imam Hussain alayhi salam. This is the saying of Holy Prophet. Al-Hassan wa al-Hussain Sayyid al-Shabab ahl al-Jannah. So the leader, the owner, the master of paradise are Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And anyone who will be enemy of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain will never enter. And anyone who will be true follower of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain alayhi salam, inshallah, they will be with Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain in the paradise. So 3rd of Sha'ban is the birthday of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Inshallah, on Sunday we will celebrate his birthday. Program will begin at 5 p.m. And inshallah, a three-course meal has been ordered and that will cost about £500. Please donate generously today to Jafri Sahab and inshallah you will enjoy spiritual and the physical food as well. The 4th of Sha'ban is the birthday of the commander of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Hadrat Abbas, Abu al-Fazl al-Abbas alayhi salam, and the 5th of Sha'ban is the birthday of Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. As a whole, this month is month of worship, the month of Wilayat, the month of Aima Tahar alayhi salam, the month of Holy Prophet, the month of good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be closer to Allah and Muhammad wa ala Muhammad alayhi salam. May Allah give us tawfiq to stay away from the traps of shaitan and from the sins. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-qawsar. Fasfalli li rabbika wa anhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar.